this Easter day is our gospel lesson for the day from Mark chapter 16. That entire resurrection account where the women go to the tomb and find not Jesus. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, the women went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" Now, of course, they were asking themselves a very practical question. These ladies, going very early that morning to the tomb, knew how to anoint a body, but they had no way to remove that massive stone that would be there between them and the body they wished to anoint, the body of their Lord Jesus. And so they discussed that on the way. Who will roll away that massive stone? Yes, they wanted to know who would move that stone in order that they could anoint the dead body of Jesus. But in a very real sense, that day as they walked towards the tomb, those women were asking the wrong question. You see, they should have been asking this question. Who is it that will roll away the stone so that the very much alive Jesus can walk right out of it? He should not have brought anointing spices for the dead, but rather they should have brought celebratory food for the alive. After all, Jesus had told them everything that would happen. He told them plainly about his suffering and his death. And he told them plainly that after 3 days, he would rise again. And yet these women, some of the very closest people to Jesus during his earthly life, went out Easter morning looking for a dead man. When they arrived at the tomb and went inside, that young man was standing there on the side of the tomb. And that young man told the women first not to be afraid. He told them that Jesus was no longer there because he had been raised. Then he went on to say something to them that must have burned in their ears. For he told them to go and tell the disciples that Jesus was going to meet them in Galilee just like he had told them. Yes, that angel, that young man, said to these people, to these women, just as he told you. Yes, he essentially told those women that they shouldn't have needed an angel at the tomb that morning to know what had happened. After all, Jesus himself had told them before it happened. Yes, at that tomb, their unbelief of Jesus' words were exposed. Yes, indeed, they should have been looking for a man who was alive, and yet they were looking for a dead man. They should have come being ready for Easter celebration, but they were still moping around like it was Good Friday. They should not have needed the angel to tell them anything, but should have walked up to that angel and told him exactly what would happen. This resurrection account in Mark fits into the overall theme of the Gospel of Mark, which seems to ask its readers time and time again this question: what will you do with the words and the promises of Jesus? Will you receive them and trust in them? Or we refuse to receive them and in so doing disregard them. Well, no doubt these women who went many places with Jesus had at times taken Jesus' words to heart and had acted based on what he had said. That early Easter morning they came to the tomb disregarding his words. He said that he would rise, but they did not believe it. Why else would they have brought anointing spices meant only for anointing dead bodies? Today, God, through those words first given to Mark, asks you and I that same question it always asks the reader or the hearer. What today will you do with God's words? What will you do with Jesus' promises, with everything that he has said will happen? Well, of course, as we ponder the women and ourselves, it's very simple to simply say, well, what will I do with these words and promises? I'll believe them. After all, I'm here at church on Easter Sunday. I'm just saying Jesus Christ is risen today, and soon later I'll stand up and sing, I know that my Redeemer lives. Yes, it would be very easy for us today to simply say, oh, those bad women at the tomb who didn't trust Jesus' words, and us good people here at church today who do. But it's not quite that simple. Yes, for those of us that live after all the resurrection appearances of Jesus, and for many of us that have been taught to trust in just these kinds of miracles our whole life, our trouble is not usually in believing that Jesus was raised from the dead. But when we turn our attention to the things that God has said that resurrection means for our lives, well, then things get a little more dicey. That's when we look at what you and I do with the promises of God that he has made to us because of the resurrection. We can start to look an awful lot like those women. We can look like people who are living our lives in direct contradiction to what Jesus has told us. You see, because of the resurrection, Jesus says that we no longer need to live with any guilt about our sins. He tells us that the resurrection assures us that indeed God's wrath over sin has been completely satisfied at the cross. He tells us that there will be no condemnation, no final judgment for those people who believe. But are you and I living that truth? Or do we show up today at the tomb carrying with us all sorts of guilt for things that we have done in the past? Do we merely drag our guilty feet into church today to celebrate the resurrection? Or do we walk today as people of joy who realize that each and every one of our sins is now gone, and so they no longer need to torment our conscience? Do you believe that Jesus said and is that it is true that all of your sins are gone? Do you believe it is just as Jesus told you? Well, Jesus has even more to say. He also tells us that the victory at the tomb means that sin no longer has to rule over each and every one of us in our lives. He tells us that since in baptism we have been connected to his death and his resurrection, we indeed no longer have to walk each day in sin. We no longer have to be in bondage to those things that seem to tempt us so often. No, we no longer even have to be bound by those sins that each of us have in our lives that we seem most prone to do. But do you show up today to the tomb believing in those words? Do you believe that Jesus' victory over sin at the grave and the tomb is yours, and it applies to your life and the temptations that you face? Do you believe that you have victory over sin? Or are you still just holding on to your identity as a sinner? Do you believe that it is just as Jesus told you? Do you believe that his words are true? Or do you think that his words promising victory over sin are just a little too optimistic for a person like you? Finally, Jesus tells us that because of Easter, our lives are now hidden with Christ, and that those lives we have will last forever. But does the truth of having a living and everlasting life truly change your life? Do you come to the day, to the tomb, as one concerned primarily with the life that God has given you in Christ? Or do you shuffle into church today, focus squarely on this temporal life that will one day pass? Where are you building up your treasures? Do you live your life in a way that conforms to this eternal hope that we have? Or are you living your life just about the same as anyone else living up and down your street? Do you believe that your life is hidden with Christ in the heavens? And do you believe that indeed that life will last forever, just as Jesus told you? Or are you simply living life here, worried about everything on a day-to-day basis? Yes, those women came to the tomb early that first Easter morning. And when they did not carry with them the things that they should have. They did not carry with them the things that were necessary to celebrate a resurrection. That morning, their lives did not give evidence that they believed in what Jesus had told them. But thankfully, that didn't change for a moment what had really happened. It didn't change for a moment what it meant for those ladies. For indeed, it had all happened just as Jesus had told them. There was no body in the tomb. He was raised. And he would meet them in Galilee very soon. You and I today may have shuffled into church with parts of our lives not in line with what Jesus has told us either. Some of us may have arrived at the tomb this morning weighed down by all sorts of guilt, even though Jesus says that those sins are all gone. Some of us may have arrived this morning not fully believing that we can have victory over those sins that most tempt us, even though Jesus has promised such victory as ours through baptism. And still others may have reached the tomb today so focused on the temporal affairs of this world, with everything that we see on the news every night, that we have almost forgotten about the life that is hidden, the life that is eternal, the life that Jesus told us about. But the good news is this today. Despite how we come into church today, despite the fact that we come in all admitting that at times we have not conformed our lives to what Jesus has said, none of that can change the reality of what has happened. Jesus is risen. Your guilt is gone. You have victory over sin, and your life is hidden with Christ and will last forever. It is all as Jesus has told you. Yes, all of this was accomplished on that first Easter morning. And all of it is delivered into your life again today through Christ's word and later through his supper. If you don't reject this, it's yours. It's that simple. It is all as Jesus has told you. He is risen and you are saved.